Well, the private sector partnerships are very important to all the countries, because when you look at the sustainable development agenda that we are pursuing for the post-2015 period, the private sector, I think, play a very important role. But especially for the small island developing states, if you look at their particular challenges, economic challenges, they have a very small population. They are far away from the major markets. The cost of fuel is very high, and the impact of the climate change and others are really very devastating for them. So we believe that there has to be a multi-stakeholder approach to the solution of the problem. The government has to play an important role. The private sector has to play its role, and the civil society, of course, has to play a very important role.
What sort of partnerships are we looking at here?
Some of the areas in which the private sector are already very predominant. If you look at the tourism sector, it is mostly done by the private sector. If the fishing, it is also being done by them. Now, when you look at the private sector's role, what we are really looking at in six countries is the small and medium-sized enterprises, as well as the micro businesses, and in some cases even the family businesses. I think they are the backbones of the private sector.
This is a major international conference. What progress do you think will be made in terms of fostering the role of SMEs?
If you look at the livelihood issue in all these countries, most of them have a heavy dependence on one or two commodities, basically on the fishing or tourism or agriculture. If we do not give them the economic opportunities for the people, then we cannot have a sustainable development of the islands.
Do you expect any tangible results to come out of this two-day forum?
What we are really working on is with all the private sector players in different countries, of course, the CITES being the most important one. There is a lot that they can learn from the CITES countries themselves. So the participation of all the major private sectors from countries, in all the groups, from the Caribbean, from the Pacific, as well as from the the Indian Ocean regions and the African regions, will be very important. And one of the things that we are looking at is that how best they can promote their partnership with the local people. So in all these areas, we are looking at announcement of some initiatives, scaling up of their one initiative, which is already happening in some of the islands, and then, of course, learning from each other and using the best practices. I think that's what we are looking at.